the pious predecessors, the elders in our deen, in speaking about the greatness of dhikr in the light of the Quran and the hadith, they state that when somebody does the dhikr of Allah, when somebody does the remembrance of Allah, whether in a congregation, group, or individually, by doing dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon that person, Allah ta'ala gives two rewards, two gifts, two treasures, two rewards to the person doing dhikr of Allah. And in every condition, in definitely, most definitely will he attain those two things. Because we have come here with the blessings of Allah to do the dhikr of Allah. And we have collected and assembled here for the dhikr of Allah. And dhikr is our maqsad, our objective. So what I'm saying to you now, the words of our pious predecessors, this is for us and for me, so that we can elevate our yaqeen, certainty. And when we elevate our yaqeen and certainty, then in that way we will have love and muhabbat for that action. And Allah Ta'ala likes this, that when a person does an amal, a deed with love, muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala accepts that deed. So the pious predecessors also used to implement this method, that before doing an action they would pour some light onto that action. So for people like us, that more love comes into the heart and the love increases in the heart, and we understand the genuineness and the essentiality and the importance of doing this deed, so that we can increase our passion to do this amal, this deed. Because from a broken heart, if you do a deed from a broken heart or a heart with doubt, then there's no enjoyment. And dhikr is for to be done with jazb, with life and vigor and with passion. And you create the good feeling in the heart, and people do dhikr of Allah, and they're going to depth, and people fall unconscious by doing dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Zakariya Sahab rahmatullahi, he used to have his gathering of dhikr. He said that dhikr was done so greatly and passionately, it seemed like the walls are shaking with the dhikr of Allah. So this is the action of dhikr, and Allah Ta'ala has not imprisoned this action in any way, put any boundaries. Allah Ta'ala hasn't said that what are you about to do. Allah Ta'ala is aware. Allah is aware that in dhikr of Allah, there is such power and strength that a person, he gets immersed into the dhikr. And you can call this hal, where a person goes into deep emotions during dhikr, and he knows that he's deeply in love with dhikr at the time. So when we just close the eyes and say, oh, we've done dhikr, there's no enjoyment there, there's no taste there acquired. You know, something should within us shake and bear a testimony to the fact that we're doing dhikr, that we say, Allah, may it be that Allah Ta'ala allows that after dhikr, at least two tears drop from our eyes by doing dhikr. Such valuable tears that they will save us from hellfire. So our heart should be made soft. The love should increase. There should be some jazb. The words about Allah, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, durood, sharif, alhamdulillah. These are bunches of flowers that they make us enjoy what we're doing. So for this reason, this tariqah, the method that the elders have utilized, that speak and discuss and share so that our passion increases, our love increases. So in this silsila, I'm speaking to you these two things, that this amal Allah Ta'ala has given us the tawfiq, and may not be that we don't attain this deed after today, or we lose this deed. So at least today, this gathering, we should make it successful, and we should make all the gatherings successful, and all the previous gatherings that we were lazy, Allah Ta'ala says, hey, you are successful now. So with this niyyah, come and say, Allah, we are fakirs, we ask from you, we are dependent on you, we come to your court to ask from you, please fill up our laps and our treasure chest so that we can go back with all of the rewards maximum. That's why we're sitting here. So as I was saying to you, that if you look at the majmu'ah of the Quran and the hadith, the collective Quran and hadith, Allah Ta'ala doesn't just send a person empty-handed away from dhikr of Allah. Rather, Allah Ta'ala fills his treasure chest with two special things. And Allah Ta'ala's blessings and mercies, when they come to us, they are not just, you know, nothing. That I've given you a house and then I'm unhappy with you, or give my house back to me, that's it. No, where you gave the keys with love. No, I'm distressed now, empty my house. These things happen in the world, innit? That person, maybe he said something not correct. Quickly empty my house, we say. Oh, no, I've got two cars. You take one car and I've got one. You can drive my car and it can assist you. And that person took the car and he couldn't assist that person or repay his favor. He said, give my car back to me. Give my car back to me. So we are reminding the person of the favor we done to them. This is what happens in the dunya. We give and we know how to take. But Allah Ta'ala says, I give. It's not my tradition to take back. Whatever I've given. And that's it. End of story. I won't remind you. I've put it into your pocket and won't go back to Allah. It won't go back to Allah. And that's how you attain that item. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives and He doesn't take back after He gives. So however we attain something with the fadl of Allah, remember this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us back the same way. Allah ta'ala says, when I give something to you, then you will get the true status and rank of that item that Allah ta'ala has given to you. Allah is Rahim, Kareem, He's Qadir, He's great, He's the one who knows, He's the one who sees, and He gives, and He doesn't ask for it back. And Allah ta'ala will give when to us? After dhikr. And He won't send us back empty-handed. And how will He give? Allah ta'ala is the one who gives directly. And Allah ta'ala will give out of His preference. Out of His preference. So we need to think, what is it that Allah Ta'ala prefers? Can someone in the world give us something like Allah Ta'ala gives to us? Can. But nobody can give the way that Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala gives such great gifts to us. Original gifts. Genuine gifts that we cannot see anything that compares to that in the world. Such beautiful gifts we get. And dhikr, when we do dhikr, do you feel that you don't want to do it again? Then you want to do dhikr all the time with the fadl of Allah. And this is what it should be like. When you're free, dhikr of Allah. When you are free, dhikr of Allah. That's it. Keep remembering Allah. Keep remembering Allah. And the dhikr of Allah, it rains down the rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the friends of Allah, in their gatherings, you see the storms of Allah ta'ala's rahmas and mercies. Because they don't forget Allah. And Allah ta'ala keeps the gift and the rewards attached to His dhikr. There's reward everywhere. And there's nothing else. No other speciality with the friends of Allah. We see, when we say the wali of Allah, when we call out wali of Allah, what does that mean? The person who does the dhikr of Allah. Because their name, Allah Ta'ala has put next to their name, Allah. Because they're walis of Allah. Subhanallah. No other name. Abdul Qadir, Abdul Rahman, whatever is their name. But due to dhikr, people, how do they remember them? This is the wali of Allah. Because he is the one who said the name of Allah. He's doing dhikr of Allah. You get the nisbat, the attachment, solid with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the reward that Allah ta'ala gives, it's such a reward, a great reward. What is the first reward? That the whole world, you cannot buy with all of the wealth of the world, you cannot buy this ni'mah of Allah. Due to doing dhikr of Allah. Whatever you want to spend, you can spend, but you can't spend as much as you need to. You can't. And this is so unique. Allah Ta'ala says, this treasure of mine, this gift of mine is so unique. So unique, you can try your best. You cannot get it, find it, attain it in the world. This is such a gift that Allah Ta'ala gives. Due to the dhikr. Due to doing His dhikr. And we cannot get this gift from anywhere. And what is this? This is the contentment, the peace in the heart. The feeling of peace in the الَّذِينَ تَطْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكِرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah Ta'ala said that you will attain contentment, sukoon, peace through doing the action of dhikr of Allah. What is peace? That your difficulties are solved, your problems are resolved, your needs are attained, and the differences are removed. All of those things in the dunya, you cannot buy from any village of the world, you cannot buy peace in the heart. From no medical store, from no pharmacy, from no chemist. If you've got stomach ache, you take the medicine, it cures. If you have a pain in the eye, you take the medicine, it removes the pain. If you have body in the pain, you take the painkillers in the body and it's removed. But if you have difficulties and stresses, you can see no medicine that will cure the issue. If you've got problems, there's no medicine that will take away the problem. Show me. I guarantee to you, tell me, is there anything? That has anybody from a tablet or medicine removed his difficulties and problems and issues? Has he? No, you will not find in any corner of the world any medicine. Because Allah Ta'ala said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That how can you try to find the solution and peace of heart from places in the world? Allah says, as soon as you do my dhikr, you remember me, I will put into your heart the peace. I will put into your heart the peace. You carry on doing dhikr, Allah will keep on putting in. Keep on putting in. It will increase, it will increase, it will increase. And this is how we attain. And then he forgets the difficulties. He forgets the tafakkarat. The things he's not getting, he forgets everything. And you take out all of the distress and the stress and the difficulties. They all come out of the heart and he just feels that he wants to be close to Allah. Then there is no feeling of lack of peace. And he's content. And so this is the first great ni'mah we will get from the dhikr of Allah. By doing the dhikr of Allah. And every moment we are in need. Even the king is in need, the minister is in need, the amir is in need, the rich man's in need, the poor man's in need, and the healthy person's in need, and the ill person's in need. The person who's got children's in need, person who has no children is in need, person who's married is in need, person who's not married is in need. Everyone is in need of sakoon-e qalb. Yes, of peace in the heart. And if you don't have this, then ask your mattresses in the night that how much peace is in our hearts. Ask. The farraqat, the difficulties, problems, issues, difficulties, stresses. Allah Ta'ala said, I made you in this way that you will absorb these issues and you will feel them. And not just like this, Allah swore three times. Promised, Allah Ta'ala said this, isn't it? Bald. And then, bald. And three times Allah Ta'ala said over the Kaaba, over the city of the Kaaba. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala said it three times that you are like this. That's how I've created you. Kabad, la uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Allah Ta'ala mentions it. Yes, and Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Surah Balad about how He has told us about how we are created. But Allah says, if you come back to me, then you will learn the objective. If you come back to remembering me, you will understand your objective. Allah says, come, I'm calling you. And as soon as we go to Allah, heed His call and do dhikr of Allah, in 1 second, all the difficulties are removed. Those illnesses are never removed. Just like that. But you go to the dhikr of Allah, difficulties are removed. And the second thing for which we die, all our life we die for this, and Allah Ta'ala gives due to doing dhikr. Salah is for this, dhikr is for this, ibadat is for this, hajj is for this, umrah is for this, Quran recitation is for this, tilawat and prostration and ruku. All of our actions are for attaining this one thing. What is that? Jannah, paradise. Allah Ta'ala says Himself that you will get Jannah. We ask for it, don't we? Allah Ta'ala said, as soon as a person starts doing dhikr, my remembrance, Allah says, I enter you into paradise. Dakhulul Jannah. Isn't it? Isn't this it? We should have the yaqeen, the person who's the dhakir. This is the promise of the Quran. He sees the palaces, he sees the hoors, he sees those places. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All of the events Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about Jannah, paradise, he starts to attain and he will get them, and his yaqeen increases and goes up higher with the dhikr of Allah. Because who has told us this? Who has promised this? Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Allah says, my statement is the solid, robust statement. Whatever comes from Quran, the kalam Allah, is haq, is truth. Can anyone give Jannah? No. Only Allah. But for the dhakir, Jannah upon Jannah. Paradise. The people who do dhikr, who remember Allah, Allah says, I'll give you paradise in the world while you're living. The hadith has told us this. That where there's a gathering, that people are doing dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah, they're sitting and doing dhikr of Allah. What are those people? That portion of the earth becomes the portion of Jannah. Well, there is this not the hadith? That when you pass the gardens of paradise, sit and consume the fruits from within them. What are the gardens of paradise? The gatherings of dhikr. So the Prophet ﷺ, if he has said this, then definitely it's the garden of paradise. So the proof is, if you get paradise in the earth, then of course you're going to get it after dying. Isn't it? So this is the dhikr of Allah. And how much the shaitan, our nafs, how they drag us down and make us lazy and oppress us, and they take us from here to there and make us busy in other activities and other pastimes. You pick up the tasbih and shaitan will take you somewhere else. You think of doing dhikr, he'll say, oh, let's do this now. Doing, he'll take you away from the original action. The genuine action. That's why I stated that when you are connected to a wali of Allah, then it's lazim upon the person that he has to do the wazifa. He has to implement the lessons that he's been given. And if a person is an untamed horse, the horse jumps over this fence and over that hedge and runs here and there. But when you put the rein over the horse, then it's in control, under the control of the Malik. Wherever you usher him, he'll go. The same way, when you have a link with the wali of Allah, then it's lazim. Morning and evening, you have to do dhikr. After asr, you have to do this tasbih, do this dhikr. So for this reason, this is the benefit. That's when you have a connection with the wali of Allah, then you start your wazaif, your lessons. And then you'll be solid and strong, alhamdulillah. And you'll become solid and a dhakir of the dhikr of Allah. Now I remember two events based on proof, from the angle of proof, that how you get Jannah and how the difficulties go far. So let's say these two events so that more strength comes in our conviction. Okay, maybe you've heard this before, maybe I've said these events before, but they're coming in my mind. So let's revise them, let's repeat them. Maybe I've said them before, maybe you've heard them before. So first point I said, what do we attain from dhikr? Peace in the heart. Satisfaction and contentment. And there's no cure for this in the world. Guaranteed. We will also be prey to wasawis of shaitan and nafs. You know, the wasawis is a very dirty thing. It doesn't let us sleep, sit down. It doesn't. And it makes us busy and we go towards tablets and tranquilizers and antidepressants. We go to the psychiatrist and the doctor. I've got these issues. I keep thinking this. I can't overcome this. I've never seen anyone get cured from these issues. Apart from those who, mashallah, what do? They decrease the pulse and say, go to sleep. That's it. So I remember an event now. And I'm telling you that event, this is not a book. This is a factual event. And I'm shahid of this event myself that I'm telling you now. I am a witness to this. And maybe this isn't something I need to mention to you. MashaAllah, you will dhakir and you will probably understand what I'm going to say. Or don't you realize yet? Don't you understand the difference? That what did you have in your life before and after doing dhikr, how your life became? So after hearing the event, you'll understand, but I will repeat it to you again. In Karachi, I used to live in Karachi, and we had a person who was an officer, and he had a colleague. So I used to see also, and he told me this, but I'm telling you something that's witnessed. And I saw he used to eat nicely. And a person who has issues, you think he's physically fine, but within him there's a storm brewing. Externally you'll see him as big and fit and healthy. He won't say nothing, but within him there are issues and problems of wasawis, of the whispering of shaitan and difficulties and issues. And the storm is within that person. The hurricane, he's working, employment, but within him is what? There's no peace. There's no satisfaction. There's no contentment. I can't sleep. I don't know. I'm working. I'm doing everything. I don't know why I can't sleep in the night. I'm praying salah. I do everything. But I don't understand why I'm not at peace. And these things happen in people's lives. So he, that man, he looked very fit and healthy and happy externally. But inside he wasn't happy. He wasn't at peace with himself. He didn't have satisfaction. So what would happen? What happened with him? And you'll see this commonly, may Allah Ta'ala forgive, that this feeling of discontentment, the shaitan and the whispering, they grab that person. They don't look at the big person, the small person, old person, young person. Shaitan and the nafs and the whispering. The reason is this, that when you rear the shaitans in your home, then they start to attack you. They come into the heart. First you don't do dhikr and open the padlocks of the house of your heart and they come in. They don't see, is it a child? They grab the children more. From the young age, they grab the child and the child's gone. He's gone. For life, he's destroyed. For life. That child is gone. He becomes a waste. And many children, they have this within them. From the young age, they become wasting. They're wasting their time and their life waste. So his age was increasing. And then he decided. So from his tongue, the story is coming. He said that I made the decision that the end point of this, that I will attain the satisfaction, but the better than this, I better just pass away. What's the point of living? He had a house, wife, children, top class job. He had everything. He had all the luxuries of the life, like officers in Pakistan have. And suddenly we stopped seeing him. We couldn't see him amongst friends. Where's he gone? So what did he do? He said, oh, let me finish my life. His wife went somewhere shopping, the children. And this was his tongue. I'm telling you what he said to me. He said, I closed the door. There was a stool underneath my legs. And he climbed onto the stool. And then he tied the noose and put the noose into his neck. What was left to do now? All he had to do was kick the stool away from beneath him. That was it. And that moment, he said, when I put the noose around my neck and I was about to kick the stool, in my heart suddenly came a thought that you are about to do this and take your own life. But have you read the Quran? Have you seen the Quran? He said, okay, I give myself one chance. I'll open the Quran. Maybe there's something in the Quran that I will attain, that I can get out of this problem. So I will stop doing this action. Allah Ta'ala gave him the courage. So what did he do? He said, I suddenly took the noose out of my neck, the rope. I'm telling you, from his tongue, the words came to me. He said, I took the noose away from my neck. I got down, I did wudu, ablution. In that same emotion, I opened the Quran and Surah Ra'd came. الَّذِينَ تَتْمَعِنَّ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ اللَّهِ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ بِتَطْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. He said, this is what happened. He said, I opened the Quran when I read this verse. That apart from the dhikr of Allah, there's no other solution to give you peace. He said, is it? I used to take medicine, I used to do this, and I used to do that. Medicals and problems, A to Z. I thought, where's the solution? Dhikr Allah, what is dhikr Allah? Where do I get this from? He started to think. He's telling me himself. He took the Quran, put it to the side. He said, I came out. I thought, where? Dhikr, remembrance of Allah. Where do I get dhikr? How do I learn it? Where, from when, and how? Just like maybe you didn't know and I didn't know, Allah Ta'ala was merciful and He gave us His blessings. So he said, I came out and by chance I met somebody and he had a nice illuminated face. I said, can you listen to me? What is dhikr of Allah? He looked at me. He said, dhikr? This is an action. Don't you know what is dhikr? He said, no. He said, there was a Naqshbandi Shaykh Hazrat Shah Sahib from our silsila he was, mashallah. And he did, mashallah, good work of the deen in Karachi. And he said that we have a gathering of dhikr, Naqshbandi silsila, chain of teachers, and we do dhikr in the heart. Let me introduce you to my Shaykh and he'll tell you dhikr. He said, I'm a sinner. He said, doesn't matter, come. Doesn't matter if you're a sinner. He said, no, I can't go. I don't know what's going to happen. He said, nothing. Just come with me. So Shaitan is stopping him. Because he saw the destination. He said, look, come. He dragged me. He said, come, sit in the car. He sat me in the car. I said, okay, I'll sit. Maybe this is my last chance. Otherwise, I'll have to come back and do what I had to do. And the noose is there. It's hanging. So he said, when I entered into the halqa, the gathering of dhikr, maraqba, just like we do morning and evening. He said, when I entered there, I sat down. And when I sat down, I felt a weird emotion. And I said, what do we have to do? He said, don't do nothing. He said, just concentrate, pay attention to the teacher, and in your heart say, Allah, 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 and that's it. He said, when I started doing this, then a noor started to come, light, such emotion, satisfaction that I fell asleep. He said, like after a long time, the sleep overcame me and the snoring started to come out because he was tired all his life. He had problems, a person who's tired all his life, and he attains the destination. He said, when dhikr finished, I went to Hazrat. I said, Hazrat, Sheikh, I am very distressed. And he smiled and he gave me bayah and he put his finger on my heart and gave me the dhikr of Allah. And I said, Subhanallah. He put the finger onto my heart and the light came. I became a lover of Hazrat and I was attached to dhikr. And Hazrat, he told me, he said, don't go yet. You stay with us, sit with us, eat with us, and this night spend with us. He was a wali wala. He understood that he is in a situation of danger. He kept him for the night. His life changed, went upside down. He said, when I came back, I was laughing, looking at that rope from the ceiling. He said, I was laughing. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And a good sheikh, he became famous, alhamdulillah, due to the dhikr of Allah, due to the nisbat of the sheikh. He became pious as a pious person. He became famous as a pious person in sunnah and sharia, and he started to give people nasiha, advice. So my brothers, sukoon, peace comes from the dhikr of Allah. It is a great ibadat Allah Ta'ala has promised, and you definitely attain it. And dakhul al-jannah, the second promise and the gift of Allah, I remember the event. There were two friends, like the friends should be, and you will have friends, and there was a market, and they used to be in the market, there was a shop, and they were sitting there in front of each other, and his friend passed by him while he was sitting in his shop, and he said, oh, what are you doing? He said, I'm sitting, come, let's sit, have some tea. He said, 2 minutes, I make order some tea for you, and then I can do some accounting with you. He said, what accounting? He said, I've got some dhikr left, I have to do some maraqabah, and you drink the tea. So he said, what's maraqaba? What's dhikr? What are you doing? He said, are you going to do it? He said, yes, teach me. Tell me, what is this dhikr you're doing? He said, very beneficial. He said, tell me how to do it. Tell me. He said, sit down. So they both sat down and he told him how to do dhikr of Allah. He started doing Allah, Allah, Allah. And the maraqaba finished and both of them separated, parted their ways. And then that was it. The event, he went to his home and he carried on working. When he went home, then the call had come. And the Malikul Maut, the angel of death, was standing at the door with the invitation that I've come for you. To call you. That's it. He went, the poor soul, and he passed away. The time had come. He was buried, wrapped, ghusl, buried, and people, oh, he died. Suddenly he died. It's not sudden. The time of death is written, and the messenger had to come, and he came with the certificate. Not that you had to be ill, just fine. The time come. So he didn't even go home, that brother from the shop, and in the way he got to phone that your friend, he has passed away. He's died. Everything in his hand, it fell down. He said, how did this occur? He was just with me. What happened to Allah? He was shocked, distressed, his friend. Khair, he went. He couldn't sleep in the night. He went to sleep and he saw a dream. He saw a dream, and in the dream he saw that his friend, who was mashallah with him some hours ago, who was in the dunya, like us, eating, drinking, walking, all of the jobs of life. And he saw in the dream that he had a beautiful attire and he's wandering around in paradise. He was in paradise, mashallah. And he was here or there enjoying himself and all of the scenes of Jannah he saw. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan. We read Surah Rahman, should read it every day. And inshallah, this is our destination. Say inshallah, inshallah. That's where we're going to go in it. And that's where we'll get to our destination, with dhikr of Allah. Have you got yaqeen, conviction on this? Don't sit down cold. Allah Ta'ala sent us to dhikr, then forget the sins. Forget the sins. The sins you've done outside, forget them. Because Allah Ta'ala has called us here to purify us, to give us the reward. Subhanallah. And not this, I can't remember that, 5 minutes ago I did this sin, or I looked at that person, or I whistled at that person, or I did this sin, or I did this action, or this evil action, or what's the point of doing dhikr? Never think like this. Never doubt. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, if He sent us, then Allah Ta'ala has sent us or invited us here to detach from those wretched actions. Allah Ta'ala says, I want to give you these two things, peace in the heart, happiness in the heart, and to give you Jannah. So don't think about your previous sins. Are you remembering your sins? No. Remember the peace in the heart, the happiness, and who is my hoor in Jannah that I'm going to get? Look up. And this is how much yaqeen you should have after listening to the haqq, the truth. This is how much certainty we should have. And that's when Allah Ta'ala says, the more certainty you have, the more your conviction strengthens, the more I will give to you. The more I will give to you. If you sit here and cry, no, how will I get these rewards? What is my dhikr? I'm a sinner. I don't do good deeds. I do maraqabah. I think of bad things. How will I get these rewards? If I do dua, I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to go home. I just sat down for nothing. What's the benefit? Allahu Akbar. You're thinking like this, think that you are swimming in the mercy of the ocean of Allah Ta'ala's mercy. And until, unless we don't think like this, but sit in the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah, such a great reward, such a great reward, that our whole body is full of nur and light. Our whole body is full of the nur of dhikr of Allah, due to the dhikr of Allah, darood and du'as. We get the two lives, we get the two loves. We get Allah Ta'ala's love and the love of Rasulullah. And we are swimming in the ocean of this love, and we are consuming the mercies of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Where it's not, this is not the place to sit and think about the sins. This is the place to sit and think about Allah Ta'ala's mercies. When you go to a king, to his court to get something, he says, have you come? You want? You say, I do want. He said, okay, take what you want. Then you see, you put forward your cloth. Oh, this is small cloth. You want to fill it up with all the treasures. I should have come with a bigger cloth. I didn't come with that. You say that, don't you? You regret. I didn't bring a big enough container. The king is giving to me. He said, open up your treasures. I'll give you everything. So these are the amal. Today, now, we're sitting here. Our yaqeen is our cloth. And the more our yaqeen, our conviction is strong, the more the mercy of Allah will come into our laps. If we give distress, we say, Allah, I don't have trust and yaqeen in you, I don't have tawakkul. This is miserliness. You are sitting in Allah's home, reciting Durood Sharif, saying His name. The gathering is here. It's a gathering full of nur and the light. So many hadith and Quran we are listening to every day. And we still complain, we still doubt, forget the sins you committed. Allah Ta'ala says, you forget the sins. I've made the earth and those places forget the sins you did. Beware, how dare you remember His sins? He's going to do the dhikr of Allah. Don't even repeat the sins He did. Allah Ta'ala orders the creation and the nature, that such people, when they sit in dhikr of Allah gathering, they can stand up and say, Allah, from today I'm never going to do the sins. Never. You have purified me. Now I will never do this. When I leave this gathering, maybe I will not get this chance ever again. I swear by Allah, that person gets permanent paradise. I swear by Allah. These are such gatherings. Such gatherings, they transform the person. So if we say this, when Allah Ta'ala has given all of this to us, Allah Ta'ala has made us forget the places forget the sins, the earth forgets the sins, where we sinned, those places forget. Allah Ta'ala has accepted us. He's accepted us, embraced us. So how bad we go back out and we commit that sin again. Isn't it bad? Isn't it bad? Should we repeat the sins? Will you promise not to repeat the sins? Promise, yes. What is left in the sins? What is the enjoyment in this? What a great chance Allah Ta'ala has given. May it not be. May it not be. Rather, I will say, for this reason, that for by leaving the gathering, a person gets bayah and he does dhikr. That example I've given to you, where will the person wander? Where will we wander? In Jannah. And doesn't matter if the people in the world say, oh, he was walking with us, he was here with us, but forget it, he's gone. He sat in dhikr, and the rewards of dhikr are two: peace in the heart and entrance into paradise. Entrance into paradise. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq, that with the yaqeen do the dhikr of Allah, at home, outside, with total love do the dhikr of Allah. Recite the Durood Sharif.